Your busy day got you stressed out? Sit back, relax, and get ready for a smooth ride with DJ Diesel.
Good evening. It's currently 3:07. I'm your host, DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Petty Officer Cryoman Diesel. I have Rachel in the studio with me from Emory Ritterville this afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'm doing so good. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen you.
I know, it has been a while. I was gone, and then, yeah, just got a lot going on.
So what are you talking about today?
I'm going to talk about some events we have coming up and some classes that we have coming up.
I'm looking forward to that. Before we get into it, let me ask you the question of the day. What's the last thing you were excited about?
So I'm excited about a lot of things. I'm easily excited, even the smallest things. But while I was back in the States, and I shared this with you guys earlier, my younger brother is having a baby. So that's going to be the first grandbaby in our family, the first time I'm going to be an aunt. So I'm very excited about that.
That must be amazing. You're going to be the favorite aunt?
Oh, I have to be. Oh, it's going to be so easy.
Okay, stay tuned. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Signal, the station serving America's best. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Rachel from Emory Riddle, and we're just going to talk about girls in aviation.
Yes, so Girls in Aviation Day is on September 21st. It's designed to inspire young girls to explore aviation and STEM careers. It introduces them to female role models and the many opportunities in aviation. The event that we are holding will be on September 21st and is geared towards 8 to 16-year-old girls. It will feature a panel of women who work in various fields of aviation. It's a great opportunity for younger girls to learn firsthand from women who have made their way in the aviation industry. In addition to the panel discussion, we will have fun activities, including making our own aviation-themed charm bracelets. And we will also have snacks and are hoping to do a flight line tour as well. So that will give participants a closer look at some of the aircraft that we have here at NAS Sigonella. The time and location are to be determined, and there will also be a sign-up. All of that will be shared soon, so just stay tuned for more updates. You can check out our Facebook page, Sigonella Eagles, for those updates, or you can always stop by my office and email me if you have questions.
Sounds like an amazing program. It gives girls a chance to actually see women doing it, so it's not just some guy from a different perspective talking to them about it.
Absolutely. We have women in aviation maintenance, air traffic control, and we have some pilots, so we're very excited for the girls to learn from them.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a great show. Stay tuned to hear more from Emory Ritterville. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Rachel from Emory Ritterville College, and I just want to ask you about the upcoming October classes.
Absolutely. So every other term we offer in-person classes. You can come to my office / classroom, and that's where you actually sit every week, once a week, for the whole term. And during that time, you get like 90% of your classwork done, so you don't have as much to do throughout the week. The couple classes that we have are Management of Production and Operations, which is a logistic management course, and we also have an unmanned systems course called Uncrewed Aircraft Systems and Operations. Both of these are great elective courses if you are looking to fill your professional development electives within your degree plan, and they are in person, so it's a great classroom experience. We also are offering our Engineering 101 class in what we call our Eagle Vision Home modality. This is great because you have the same benefits of an in-person class, but you're logging into that class time each week from home. So it's a flexible way to continue your education with real-time learning with your professors and your peers. If you are interested in signing up for one of these courses or are just interested in Embry-Riddle in general, please stop by my office on NAS1. I'm above the post office. You can also email me at sigonella@erau.edu if you have any questions.
Yeah, it's probably great for service members to have a chance to actually do in-person classes. I know it's very rare for us to have the opportunity to do it.
It is rare, but it's also a great opportunity to just network and meet your professors, because sometimes some of the classes are really hard, and I'm not going to lie, like math, that's such a hard class for me. That's a great class to do in person, which we offer. We offer that about twice a year. So,
sounds great. Stay tuned to hear more from Emory Ritterville. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Rachel from Emory Ritterville College. And I just want to ask you, what should students be getting ready for with the upcoming season?
So back to school season is right here. Back to school bash is on Friday. I'll be there, so stop by and say hi. But back to school season is a great time to get started in your education if you're not already doing that. And then a couple things that you can do is, one, you can go ahead and do a tentative evaluation. So come over to my office and I'll look at your military credits or previous college credits to see if there's a degree that best fits your previous education to make sure that you're getting the most out of your time. And then the other thing you can do is go ahead and look at your financial options. Obviously, a lot of people have TA, which is great, but there's also lots of scholarships and financial aid that can help you as well to help you kind of move that much further.
I haven't actually ever done TA. What's the process of doing that?
So it's actually pretty simple. The biggest thing that you want to do is when you're on, you want to make sure that your My Navy Education portal is all set up. Once you have a degree plan, which doesn't happen until after you are admitted into a university, you just submit it to My Navy Education. Make sure you know who in your command approves your TA so that you can kind of bug them every time you submit it to make sure that it gets approved. And then that TA voucher will be given to you, and then that's what you give to the university. The other thing that you have to make sure that you do is your TA counseling. So if that hasn't been renewed in a while, you'll want to make sure you get that up and running as well.
Okay, anything else you'd like to run students to get ready for?
No, that's everything. Like I said, I'm around Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, and I'm open on Donsa days, so come and see me anytime.
Okay, stay tuned for the next break.